Welcome back to Breast Cancer Update, and we continue with the interview with Dr. Norman Wallmark. Another issue that maybe we should touch a little bit about is the issue of cardiac monitoring and cardiac toxicity. And I think particularly the question of the patient who has a drop in ejection fraction after receiving AC. Can you talk a little bit about what was seen in the NSABP in that regard and sort of how that translates into clinical practice?
Well, yeah, it's a difficult issue. I mean, with AC alone, we saw a significant proportion of drops in ejection fraction. Were we surprised? You know, I suppose that, you know, up to that point, if you adopted a don't ask, don't tell approach, you know, nobody would have cared. On the other hand, we needed to do that as the control for our Herceptin arm. And, you know, we saw a significant proportion of the population on AC alone drop their ejection fraction. I think it was 17%.
Now, in those patients, according to protocol, the trastuzumab was held. Any thoughts about sort of what would make sense in a non-protocol setting about whether, you know, to then start trastuzumab later, repeat the ejection fraction, sort of what you do?
I think medical oncologists are going to be making their own decisions, and I think that those decisions are going to be driven by risk. That the higher the risk, the higher the number of positive nodes, I think, you know, the greater is the likelihood that that patient is going to be treated, and people are going to be innovative in the way that they interpret ejection fractions or the algorithm that they use. I mean, certainly, you know, waiting 6 weeks, repeating the ejection fraction, and then, you know, if it trends back towards acceptable levels, to go ahead and utilize Herceptin, particularly in somebody who's at high risk.